Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today said armed forces must be prepared for all kinds of security challenges, including short-duration conflicts to even a five-year war in view of unpredictable geopolitical environment. In an address at the Ran Sambad at the Army War College, Mau, Madhya Pradesh, he said the challenges before India are big, but our resolve and courage are even bigger. He said that the world respects us not only for our strength, but also for our dedication to truth, peace and justice. The defense minister called on the defense forces assembled to understand the various dimensions of security and policy making. Mr. Singh underscored the decisive role of emerging technologies in defending the nation. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev have sent a clear message to the masterminds of terror about the consequences of playing with the lives of Indian citizens. Mr. Shah today met and honored the brave personnel of the Indian Army, Jammu and Kashmir Police and CRPF who successfully executed Operation Mahadev and neutralized the terrorists involved in the Pahalgam attack. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said Operation Sindoor brought satisfaction to the people, but Operation Mahadev transformed that satisfaction into confidence. Many people have lost their lives after heavy rains triggered a massive landslide on the route to Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. Troopers from the 6th Battalion of the CRPF launched rescue operations and evacuated the injured to the community health center in Katra. The team also assisted stranded pilgrims and provided essential medical and logistical support. Indian Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the level of River Tawi in Jammu has receded, but River Chenab continues to flow close to the danger mark. In a social media post, the Indian Minister said SDRF, NDRF, paramilitary, army and air force authorities are closely coordinating with the civil administration. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the landslide. PM Modi said the administration is assisting all those affected. He wished for the speedy recovery of those injured in the accident. In Punjab, the flood situation is turning grim as rivers Ravi, Vij and Satluj are on spate. An alert has been issued across the flood-affected districts. Controlled release of water from Ranjit Sagar Dam, Pung and Vakra Dam is further adding to the grim situation. Leaves of all officials have been cancelled till August 30th. Seven districts, including Pathankot, Gurdaspur, Fazilka, Firozpur and Kapurthala are on high alert. In Himachal Pradesh as well, normal life has been badly affected due to continuous rain in most parts. Rivers and streams are in spate and incidents of landslides are being reported from many places. There is news of death of five persons in Chamba district. India said that the killing of journalist in Khan Yunis Gaza is shocking and deeply regrettable. In response to media queries regarding the loss of lives of journalists, the Ministry of External Affairs said India has always condemned the loss of civilian lives in conflict. It said that the Israeli authorities have already instituted an investigation in this case. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that India's early investment and innovation in biotechnology will give it an edge over other countries and pay huge dividends in the future. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi, Dr. Singh said that the government's Bio-E3 policy has made the once ignored field of biotech into one of the most sought-after disciplines among the youth. Senior Indian Information Service Officer of 1992 batch Vivek Kumar Gaur passed away in New Delhi early this morning. He was 59. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated across the country with great devotion. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.